Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
All right, folks, thanks for joining me. Another beautiful Sunday morning here in Colorado Springs. I tell you what, you can't beat it. We live in the best city in the world. You know, it's such a blessing. And the title of today's show, stick with me on this one, is Coronavirus and the Effects. We're going to tell you the future, what's going on here, and how to invest your money as we go through a very volatile time in the economy. And we're not talking about my favorite beer, which is Corona. I do like Corona Light, but don't worry. I already checked in with the health people, and there's no connection, so you do not have to stop drinking Coronas. That's huge. A lot of weight off people's shoulder on that one. We're going to have Austin Darby joining us. A lot of good insurance information. He's the best in town. And I'm going to tell you what, we always do the good, the bad. And the good is, Progressive is hiring 500 employees. Bam! They're bringing it, baby! 500! That's great, because the last show we did the bad, and that was like, you know, a dropping of 130 employees over there off Garden of the Gods, and they were going to Chicago. So it's fantastic. It's good news. We need to have more jobs here that are not tied to the military. I was just talking with a gentleman the other day, Stu Davis, a great friend of mine, does a lot of good work in the community, and we're saying, hey, we got to find diversity. You can't have all our chips in one bucket, okay? So that's the thing the Springs need to focus on, is getting more diversity. The bad, this is sad, Don Stratton, he was a survivor of the USS Arizona, so just thoughts and prayers with his family, and just a hero for the community. They did a great procession for him out of this town, and that's what makes this country great, is people like that who've served. And they've sacrificed to make it what it is. You know, I mean, the United States of America, we have so much freedom here. It's the heroes like Don Stratton who've served us to make it a great place to live. So many things in play, folks. You know that. We got the election. We got the media raising the fears of the economy and the coronavirus. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how the fake news media is blowing this up because they want it to crash for Donald Trump. They want to tank this economy going into the election. I was reading a lot of articles in the social media, and the fake news has had a great impact. And then we also are going to talk a little bit about the largest rate cut since 2008. The Fed's cut it half a point. Great time to buy. Money's cheap, folks. Money is cheap. We're going to go into the meat of the segment, and then we're going to have Austin Darby join us, talk a little insurance. You're listening to Real Estate Realities, KRDO News Radio. Justin Hermes, 232-1063.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Folks, here we go. Coronavirus. You're talking to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities, 232-1063. That's right. Sunday mornings, 10:30. Replay at 1. We're changing people's lives, folks. We're laying the smack down, baby. We're telling people how to live, how to make it in this crazy world. And we're talking coronavirus today. So let me just throw some stats at you. We got to look at history. I'm a big guy from learning from history. Let's look at SARS, because that's the most relatable virus to the coronavirus right now. SARS was 2003, 8,000 cases in 2003 for SARS, and we had 800 people die from that virus. And that came really from bats, which is crazy, you know, to think it came from bats, and they still haven't gotten out where the coronavirus really broke out. And that doesn't matter. What matters is, what has history done to the economy during these major viruses? And it's a double threat this year because we got the election. We got the fake news media blowing this thing up because they want to see the whole economy tank. They don't want to see Trump get reelected. And that's just the facts, folks. I don't care about your political beliefs. The S&P was down 10% January through March during 2003 SARS outbreak. Here's the proof in the pudding, folks. Year end, it was up 26%. 26%. There's so many opportunities to make money when you have a volatile stock market. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a stock market guy. You've heard me preach on this show. I'm real estate. But this is my game plan. I'm throwing some money at the stock market when it hits 22 or 24. Really 22. I think it's going to get down to 22. I know it's going to get down to 22. And that's when I'm going to throw some money. I'm going to pull that money out and I'm going to pay down some principal on my mortgages, or I'm going to go invest in more property. Okay, so far the coronavirus has infected 80,000 people. The death toll is over 2,600. Okay, 2,600 and some change. You really have to think about it. You got to think about the SARS and what happened, and that stock market will go down, folks. I think it will get down to 22, and you want to deploy some cash into this thing. Because I'm telling you what, the economy is doing great. And a lot of this is to do with the election. And it's getting overblown. Deploy some money, pull it in the fall, interest rates will still be low, and invest in some real estate. That's the game plan for you. People say, what is the difference, though, between now and then? What's the difference between 03 and now? I'm going to tell you. In 03, China had 4% of the worldwide GDP. 4%. In 2003. Now they have 17%. That is why this is hitting us so much harder, because China is such a major role in the world economic factor. What's the difference? I'm going to give you some more. What's the difference between 03 and now? Social media. We didn't have social media in 03. Patrick, did we? Was Facebook around? Yeah, MySpace? Yeah, but you weren't on your phone. And that's the thing, is what was crazy when I was doing this research. They said, you know what's affecting a lot of this is social media. Twitter, Facebook. Dude, people are on it all day long, and they're coronavirus this, coronavirus that. And it's putting fear in the consumer's eyes. And that's what's affecting the economy. Supply chains. Back in 03, did we have as much jobs overseas in China, Japan? And we didn't. Now we're heavily vested. And so when we see these companies suffer, we see these countries suffer, it's going to affect us. There's no doubt about it. It's different than 03. It's going to hit us harder. And it's up and down, up and down. The coronavirus will break out hard in the U.S. It will. I hope it doesn't, because prayerfully, I would, you know, just hope that people's lives aren't lost. But I'm also realistic, folks. And it's going to hit us. And it's going to hit us hard. And we have record stocks right now. They're up high. And so we just have that much further to go down. Wait until it hits in the 22s in this stock market. Deploy some cash, pull in the fall, invest in real estate. Let's talk the Zika virus. That dropped 8% stock market. 8% initially. 6 months after. This is in 2016. 6 months after, it was up 12%. 12%. 6 months after Ebola in 14, it was up 6%. I'm telling you, folks, things will rally. There will be a steep decrease, and I don't think we've hit that yet. And when it does happen, there will be a large increase. Okay? So what's going to continue to drop? Interest rates. The Dems want to crash. We've talked about this. They want to crash. They're pushing fear. And they are going to push the Fed to just cut rates even further. This is increasing borrowing. And it may not revive the stock market. We saw that when they pushed the stocks up. They dropped the rates back. The stocks didn't react good because it is so low, the interest rates, that it is fearful for the investors on Wall Street. Great time to buy, though, right? Great time to buy or refinance. Look at a 15-year, folks. You're in the twos. Come on, wake up. If you're sitting in the fours, call Jay Garvin's Churchill Mortgage. Get that thing resituated. The stock market peaked this year at 29,568 points. Now we're down to 24,680 is the low. Okay, we're hovering around 27. But it will go to 22,000. There's no doubt in my mind about it. Global growth will slip. It is slipping. It's 2.4% in the U.S. And it's going to be 1.7 is the forecast on it. And it's going to be down from 2.3 in 2019. Okay? Nationally, we will have a slowdown. It will not affect the real estate market here in Colorado Springs, folks. It will not. Nationally, we will have a slowdown in the housing market. We will have more outbreaks of the coronavirus. We will have more fake news blowing this thing out of proportion. We will have more tight inventory. Only about 550 homes on the market, folks. And that's just going to get tighter and tighter, okay? Why? 87 millennials. If you're listening right now, 87 millennials are trying to enter the housing market. Supply and demand, folks, it's simple numbers. Buy stocks in 2 weeks, okay? I want you to call me. Say, Justin, miss my cell, 232-1063. And you're going to call me and say, Justin, I bought in 2 weeks. I'm going to hold that position till June or July. This coronavirus settles. You're going to sell around 28,000 points. You're going to buy real estate. Interest rates are going to be low. There's going to be more inventory. There's going to be a lot of PCSing going on. We're going to scoop some deals. We're going to help you get some long-term play in your portfolio. Okay? I'm going to reiterate it. In 4 to 6 months, the stock market is going to be up in the... It's going to be in the 28s, man. Maybe 29,000. No doubt in my mind, 4 to 6 months. What's going to happen to the Springs? The Springs will continue to grow. We were just voted the 36th best performing city in the whole United States. 22 spots up from 2019. There's facts here. I'm not blowing smoke. There's facts. You want to argue with me? Call me at 232-1063. Stuff to watch out for. Biggest losers right now. Airlines, travel, tech companies who are vested overseas. Look at Apple. Look at the supply chain companies. Who's up? This is funny. Netflix is up 14%. Why? People are staying in. People are staying in. They're streaming Netflix. You can make money anytime people panic, folks. Stock market, real estate market, be smart. Come on, be smart with your money. Make some money. Give back to the community. That's what this show's all about, okay? The big dogs, the harder they fall, the harder they're going to come back. So focus on that in the stock market. I'm going to give you the big takeaways. Big takeaways are history shows the market will come back before year end. Invest. Make some short-term gains on this. The only time I'm ever telling you to throw money in the stock market. Interest rates. Big takeaways, folks. Interest rates will stay low. Buy or refinance. Look at your interest rate. Call me at 232-1063. Let's look at where you are financially. Tight inventory. It's the way it is. Inventory will pick up when PCS season hits. June and July, we'll hit 1,000 homes on the market. What could derail the Springs? I don't know. A huge economic crisis that impacts the military. That's the only thing taking us off the gravy train, folks. Most people are sidelining right now. They're scared. It's an election year. You got the coronavirus. There's good deals. I'm helping people find good deals every day. And that is the biggest thing. Stick around. I got Austin Darby coming in. We're talking about insurance. And it's a joy to talk to you, the radio listener. And I want to help you accomplish your goals financially in the real estate market. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Cardio News Radio, 232-1063. Stick around as we have Austin Darby joining us on our third segment.
Can I kick it to my tribe that flows in layers? Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor?
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, hey, welcome back in. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities, and I got a very special friend in, Austin Darby. He's a big-time contributor to the radio show here, and he adds a lot of value. Austin, you look sharp, man.
Hey, I appreciate it, Justin. You look great yourself. Looks like you had a good night last night.
Oh, man, I tell you what, I feel like $1 million. And I tell you what, the big thing about Austin is he provides great customer service. It's been an unbelievable transformation switching from State Farm, where I'd call in. Dude, I would call in and they would go, this is people I've been with 20 years. And they go, hey, hold on 1 second. We're going to transfer you to our corporate office, 1-800. And I'm like, well, why can't you help me? Like, it's just passing the buck, man. And that to me is worth all your service. And then the rates is like icing on the top.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Everyone I talk to, that's what they say is, hey, so what can you provide? And I said, you know, first off, I want to try to save you money. But second off, who are you calling? Who's your agent? We just had an event last week that we did together, and I asked, how many of you know your agent? There was 50 to 100 people in the room, and maybe 3 people raised their hands. And they say, oh, no, I just call the 800 number.
Yeah,
on the
and
back
I guarantee they don't
card.
Have the freaking cell phone number. Even those people who know the three agents, they're calling the office, dude.
Nope, and that's the biggest problem I see with insurance today is people sign up online. What they do is, oh, we're going to get you the best rate, blah, blah, blah. But they're going to drop a lot of coverages, leave a lot of coverages out. And that's what I wanted to do today was just recap everything we've really talked about insurance-wise. Hey, what's your coverage? Who's your agent? Are you protecting your most valuable, you know, investment in your life?
That, and that's why we, the radio listeners, you're listening right now and you're going, hey, this is a real estate show, okay? And you're going, why are we talking insurance? Because we're helping you get the asset. And if something happens, come on. I mean, the insurance aspect is just as important as bringing you through the buying process, especially when we're long-term hold. These radio listeners, I'm teaching them the 15, 20-year hold. The insurance part is a major, major factor.
Yeah.
It's keeping the asset protected. And you could even talk on my blanket insurance. We've had plenty of talks. I'm conscientious of this stuff. The other week, I got on you, man. I jumped you. I said, hey, and it wasn't your fault. I just said, hey, dude, my rates have gone up because I'm paying attention to the pennies. I mean, I really am.
Yeah.
Because that's savings. And you're like, hey, let's just readjust this. Boom, save me $1,000.
Well, and that's something that's really important, like you said, is look at your numbers. Because I don't always get sent that kind of stuff. And what I can do is run a rescore for you. And that's what I did with yours is obviously you go, okay, why is my mortgage? My mortgage payment went up, you know, a couple hundred bucks a month. What's going on here? It used to be this. Now it's this. And I look at it and go, hey, why is his rate going up? He didn't make a claim. I understand rates are going up. That's what happens. Rates go up based on zip code. So you look
and
at
you
your
just
zip code.
And got inflation, too, and cost of living, and wages or minimum wages going up.
Inflation, zip code, all this stuff. But yours has been no risk since 2017. So it's why would they increase your rates $1,000? Because that's what it was. They increased your rates $1,000. If you have an agent that you can call and say, hey, look, what happened here? If the agent actually cares, like I did with yours, I called in and said, hey, how can I get this fixed? And Safeco, who you're with that property, said, oh, let's just run a rescore. Let's look at this. Let's see what's going on. They ran the rescore. They said, oh, yeah, you're right. We're back down to 1950 instead of 2900.
You got on it right away. And that if you're listening right now, you are not getting good service for your insurance. I'm just going to tell you what it is. And I called Austin. He was on it in 2 days. 2 days, dude, you had that done for me.
Exactly. And
that's friendship even aside. I just know that's how you treat people. I've heard it from Mike Scanlon. I've heard it from Braden. I've heard it from other people. You have a great track record. Harlan, who is at the event, I don't know if you've heard from Harlan yet, Hanneman, he emailed me right away. Can I get your insurance guy's information?
Exactly.
Because they can see that. It's concierge service and good rates.
And I'm independent, and so that keeps me, you know, diverse. Like you said, diversifying is huge, and that's I can look through multiple different companies. I can switch you from one company to another if one's not being fair. I have a service team of 5 members now. So now my service team, if something hits me and I'm in the radio station right now with you and someone texts me right now, I go, well, you know what? Forward that to service. Service takes care of it within an hour. That's what's amazing, too. I have a service team. They are available 9 to 5.
I know. They've helped me with some stuff.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
They've been
They've been great whenever I'm out of the office,
it's
whenever
like
I'm doing stuff like this.
It's a full-time assistant, really.
Exactly. It's full-time assistant, but there's 5 of them. So if one can't answer, someone else does. They're always available. So it's huge. I mean, I love the fact that I have a service team that's so supportive. And just being with Main Street, it's been a comfortable group. My president's always available. My vice president's always available. I have a great team of people that is looking to do just what I'm trying to do, is help you save money, but most importantly, cover yourself properly. Look at the big long term of your home. You're looking at building ordinance and law. Some of these homes in Colorado Springs are old. Ordinances change, right? They come in and they change a law, and you have to get upgrades to your house to meet code. If you don't have that coverage, you're paying out of pocket. Water and sewer backup. It's another thing that's $80 a year. You know, that's $10 a month, not even. That's like $6 a month. So you're paying pennies out of your pocket to make sure that you're covering something properly instead of going, oh, crap, now I have an $8,000 issue that's not covered because I went with this online service that gave me the best price. Don't always look for the best
price. Well, and that's the thing, too, is these insurance companies you're calling, folks, if you're listening right now, and I know there's military listeners, you go, well, I have USAA because I'm military, and that's a exclusive club. It's not. Okay? And the person you're talking to from USAA is in Kansas or New York. They have no idea about the area and the things that need to be insured. And Austin's sitting here in Colorado Springs going, yeah, I know that area. Yeah, you got an older home there, clay sewer line. We maybe want to have some extra insurance. And exactly. That's the difference.
And that's the thing. I mean, you're looking at, like I said, you know, a couple bucks a month to properly insure what you have. And I will never knock USAA. I will never knock any company because they're all good in their own ways. And they all provide, you know, great, you know, I've never heard a bad thing about USAA paying out. But at the same time, it's, you're dealing with an agent, like Justin said, from who knows where, who knows what coverage you need. They're going to try to get you the best price. So they make sure they sell you. They get their commission instead of going, hey, look, I know it's $1,300 instead of $1,100, but I think you should have this coverage. I think you should include building ordinance and law. I think you should include sewer, water backup, sump pump overflow. Look at these things and go, hey, is $200 a year worth me properly protecting my home, or am I just going to cheap out, go with the cheapest company, and then something happens and I go, oh, darn, now I got to pay $10,000 out of pocket. $10,000 out of pocket, that's $200 a year for what? 50 years. So that's what I'm saying. It makes up big time in the long run. You got to properly insure your home.
It's huge, folks. I mean, if you came to our event last week, you'd really see the value here we're talking. When we talk about insurance, when we talk about interest rates, we talk about property taxes, people are like, well, you know, it's only going to save me. Like, I literally talk to some people and they go, well, it only saved me $400 for the year. And I'm like, okay, then are you a millionaire? I was grilling a gal last night at the bench and she's like, whoa, why are you grilling me? And I'm like, because you act like you're a millionaire. $400, does it matter to you? No, not really. Are you a millionaire? No. It should matter then.
That's a month's worth of groceries.
It's effort.
That's it is.
That's just what it is. If you're listening right now, it's effort. You need to call Austin Darby. He comes on Real Estate Realities every month with me and offers so much value. And you need to reach out because it's going to be a game changer for you. Austin, what's your cell phone number?
Yeah, it's 719-464-4705. And I have an 8-to-8 system. I answer the phone 8-to-8. Plan on me answering the phone. And if I'm outside of those hours and you call me, you know that. And if you call me outside of those hours, I'm probably going to answer because I know it's an emergency.
Yeah.
So I tell people, hey, 8-to-8, unless it's an emergency.
I think you should call them at midnight, folks. You're listening just to give them a little test run on.
Hey,
call them a little late.
Give me a call. Know? I keep my phone on loud. I know Justin's called me a couple times at midnight crying in bed. I'm like, what's wrong,
buddy?
Yeah,
it's sad. You know, that really hits the heartstrings. And we're going to end the show on that note because it's so exciting and positive. Anyway, Austin Darby, 464-4705. Give him a ring. Get your insurance straightened out, folks. Austin, any parting thoughts?
No, I really just think that you should pay attention to what your insurance is. Each year, you get a renewal letter that tells you what your rates are. Look at it. Make sure you're not being increased for no reason.
Okay, we're going to end this now because Patrick's looking at me like I don't know how to tell time, and I don't. Anyway, folks, thanks for joining me, Real Estate Realities, like we say every week. Focus on your blessings, folks. Focus on the time with family. You know, house is money. It's really fleeting. And focus on the gifts God has given you. Thanks for joining me on another show, Real Estate Realities. Have a great Sunday. Make you wanna dance. Love and happiness.
Love is. The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.